Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
If you don't stay humble, then like some of the challenges we've had over the last couple of years, if people weren't humble, then I think a lot of people had been humble.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Best ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Slocum Reed, and today we are joined by Aaron Katz. Aaron is joining us from Dallas, Texas. His company is Aaron Katz Apartment Investing. He's a multifamily investor with over a decade in the industry. He currently has 5 GP positions and 9 LP positions in multifamily properties. Aaron, can you tell us a little bit more about your background and what you're currently focused on?
Sure. Yeah. Slocum, thanks for having me on today. Great to meet you and be on the Best Ever podcast. I'm currently focused on mainly B and C class here in multifamily. I think there's a lot of opportunity. I've been in the multifamily space here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area since 2011. I did my first syndication deal back in 2012. As you mentioned, I have 5 current GP deals, 9 deals that have gone full cycle with 100% plus average total return to investors, never lost as much as one penny of investors' money over the years. And currently, as you said, 9 LP positions, but I've also had 9 of my LP deals go full cycle, just like I've had 9 GP deals go full cycle. So a lot of full cycle deals over the years, and I'm bringing that experience and successful track record in producing returns to investors and looking to take advantage of a lot of the opportunity that's here again in 2024. Obviously, we've dealt with some headwinds here the last couple of years here in the industry. Myself and my partners on my current projects have exercised great care and diligence to look after our investors and to navigate through. And I think we're doing that fairly well, considering some other things that I've seen and heard in the industry. And now there's a lot of opportunity here. So positioning myself here in the marketplace to allow myself and my investors to take advantage of the opportunity that's here, some of these great discounts we're seeing, and ride what I think is going to be a next great wave here in multifamily up over the next 5 to 7 years.
A next great wave of multifamily in the next 5 to 7 years. Aaron, there are a couple of things I want to ask you about. The Dallas-Fort Worth market in general, that's where all of your investing has been since 2012.
Every deal on the GP side, except one in Houston, has been right here in DFW. That's where all of my relationships are with brokers and vendors and people in the industry, et cetera. So I'm pretty plugged in out here.
That makes sense. So both things I want to talk about are fairly well related. I really want to ask what's happening in Dallas, but Dallas has been pegged as one of those markets right now where you have the highest numbers of new supply in apartments that any metro has experienced ever. A lot of those Southwest markets are just seeing huge numbers of apartments coming online this year into next year. There are some guests on the podcast who reference that in combination with interest rates still being high and the amount of bridge debt that was taken on 2, 3, 4 years ago coming to a head, and there being some serious volatility in the multifamily space in Dallas. So those same people are saying, yes, a lot of inventory is going to hit the market in the next couple of years, but then you will see that new construction of apartments fell off a cliff after that. And while the demand for apartments will continue to increase as people move to places like Dallas and Fort Worth, we're going to see a spike in new supply, possibly a spike in distressed sellers right now. But then you have serious tailwinds after that for the next 5 to 7 years. So I'm a Cincinnati investor. I don't personally trade anywhere in Texas or anywhere outside of the greater Cincinnati area. So I'm not the one who should be summarizing what's happening in Dallas-Fort Worth right now. That's you, but please tell our listeners where I'm wrong and use this as a springboard to tell us what's actually happening.
No, you really summarized it really well, Slocum. Definitely some headwinds to deal with. Like you said, a lot of completions coming online here in Dallas. But as you also said, starts are down, and we're anticipating here in a couple of years that there'll be no new supply really coming on, which is obviously going to drive demand in existing multifamily. And we have the opportunity here now to pick up these properties at a great basis. And when we're underwriting these properties, we know that we're facing some of these challenges over the next couple of years, but we're not underwriting these projects on a two-year life cycle either. We know that we're going to hold these deals potentially 5 to 7 years. And that's kind of maybe why I threw out that number before. So everything that you said in your summary was pretty much dead on with my philosophy and why I'm pretty bullish about Dallas. All of the fundamentals are strong. People are going to continue to move here. Economic growth, job growth. Dallas is going to be a top multifamily market with a lot of demand. And we just got to get through some of the headwinds here that we're facing. But the opportunity is here right now to buy and pick up these deals at a great basis that we're not going to see later when the completions are down and not coming online. We see that opportunity right now. So we need to be forward thinking to take advantage of it. And that's kind of how,
Aaron, within your general partnerships, what do you focus on? What do you specialize in?
Myself?
Yes.
Great question. Well, when I came into the industry and did my first syndication deal from 2012 to really until the end of 2017, every single deal that I did, Slocum, I was the sole GP on the deal. You don't see that so much anymore, but we were buying deals at a much lower basis and we didn't have to raise as much capital because we were picking the deals up at a lower basis. Like my first deal was a 90 unit deal. It was a C-class deal here in Arlington, Texas, and I bought it for $19,000 back in 2012. That same deal would be trading around $100,000 a door now. So I was able to raise $750,000 from 12 investors and come in and acquire that deal. But I wore all of the hats and I did that on a lot of my early projects. And then I saw the advantage in taking on partners that could come in and bring in complementary skill sets. Maybe they were better at me in an area that wasn't my strongest suit, and I could then focus on my strengths, or they were willing to do something that I really wasn't wanting to do anymore after 5 years in the business. So over the last couple of years, I had kind of stepped back after 2021. You've probably seen, based on the number of deals I've done, I like to call myself a slow and steady deal sponsor. When I came into the business, I saw it as this can be a lifetime business. I saw guys that were, and I heard about that were 70 years old. Just slowly over the years, they'd amassed a really strong portfolio, riding the ebbs and flows of the apartment business, but just kind of sticking and being focused on the apartment business, knowing that apartments are always going to be in demand. And I kind of modeled myself after one of those guys. I was never somebody that came in and said, I want to do 3,000 doors by next year. That wasn't my model. My model's always been to do a deal or two a year, partner with the right people on the front end. And I haven't had partnerships go bad like I've seen and heard about in this industry. I like to think that most of my partnerships have done really well because I take a lot of due diligence on the front end. I do it on my projects, but I do it on the partnerships that I'm going to get involved in and on the people and making sure they're skilled in the areas that they're going to be focusing on. So long-winded answer to your question, but for many years I wore all the hats and then I saw that I could come in and turn some of the asset management over to some other partners that maybe were stronger at it or just loved doing it. And I was going to focus on formulating the vision and the business plan for the property on the front end, assisting in marketing the project and raising capital and looking to form more partnerships. And then obviously always being there in a consulting role where I could bring my experience to any situation that might arise to help the particular project be as successful as possible. And I was a lead guy on the front. And then when everything kind of started going to bridge financing being really the only way that we could do deals and play in the market just a few years ago, I'd always been cautioned to stay away from bridge. But then bridge became the only way you could obviously play in the game, or you were just going to sit on the sidelines and not buy multifamily for a couple of years.
Because I did do a few deals. People who were getting bridge debt were able to pay more, meaning that you were stuck.
Right. Exactly. People getting bridge debt were able to pay more. And if you weren't doing bridge debt, then you couldn't pay enough to win a deal here in DFW. So I did a couple of deals over the last few years, but I kind of sat back while a lot of that was going on. And given some of what I'm seeing, I kind of glad I did. I was in a position that I could do that. And the deals that we bought, we had to have the opportunity to maybe pick it up at a low basis, or it had a certain story that appealed to me rather than kind of what I saw, which was bridge debt and everybody paying at the top of the market and 15 different factors having to fall right for the deal to work. So with that being said, here we are in 2024. We had a market reset and we needed to have a market reset. When a market reset happens, people don't always like the way that it happens. Especially here in DFW, we got 30, 40 offers on a deal. And like I said, everybody's paying at the absolute top of the market. We needed to have a reset. So that reset's happened. Now we have the opportunity to pick up properties at a great basis that I think is going to look very good. As we said, 5 to 7 years down the line. Hopefully we're here looking at some interest rates coming pretty soon. And that's kind of, I think, where we are. So with that being said, I think the challenge right now is I've built a large database, Slocum, of investors. Most of my investors are people I've just met at real estate events, like the Best Ever Conference that I'm going to be coming out to in Salt Lake City in April, and just followed up with after and built a relationship with. So I've built a pretty strong database of about 1,300 real estate investors that are people I just met generally face-to-face going back to coming into the industry in 2011 and got to know. And over the years, I've had a lot of repeat investors that like my approach and the results that I've been able to produce for them. And they kind of see the way that I operate. I'm a real transparent guy, pretty much where who I am and what I am on my sleeve. If people friend me on Facebook or follow me, because I've created a profile now where people can follow me, I share a lot of general multifamily information as well as just lifestyle and really letting people know who it is that I am, because I believe that people invest with people that they know, like, and trust. So I want people to feel like they know me. If they visit my brand new website, AaronKatzApartmentInvesting.com, I've put up a lot of passive investor testimonials from people. Many repeat and many who've invested with me going back over 10 years, and they talk about their actual experience investing with me over the years. They'll also see featured properties, some different blogs that I've put up, the opportunity to download a free report on the top 7 reasons why multifamily is a solid investment. So I've tried to make it a real informative website, why 2024 is a great time to invest. And most importantly, they can join my Aaron Katz Apartment Investor Community there, where I'll follow up with them. And then in the future, I'll have the opportunity to offer them potential passive investment opportunities.
Aaron, why 2024 is a great opportunity to invest is where I want this conversation to go. I will say your website is included in the show notes for our listeners who are interested in following up with you. I am not investing in Dallas, but I am a host of a daily real estate investing podcast with a lot of guests who invest in Dallas. And what I've been hearing is that there are significant headwinds to investing in Dallas right now. Interest rates are still too high. You've got a lot of new supply coming on the market. In some parts of the metro area, rents are decreasing in a way that we're not seeing in the Midwest. So I can't personally relate. I don't have the level of detailed information I would need to validate this information personally. But expenses increasing, revenue in some places decreasing, cost of debt still being high, a lot of new supply coming on the market right now. I may get your words wrong here, Aaron, but you said that 2024 is a good time to be buying at a low basis. What are the variables that are leading you to say that that now is a good opportunity?
Well, the fact that we're able to pick up deals now 30 to 40% below what we would have been able to pick them up at back in, say, the spring of 2022, before we had this big interest rate run up. And I think down the road, we're going to see prices come back up to those levels again, and then possibly in the future, which is why I say when we're looking at these deals, we're looking and projecting them on a long-term plan. With that being said, as I said, Slocum, I look at buying 1 to 2 deals a year. And a lot of the deals here in DFW that I'm going to be looking at with partners, and you're right, right now there's still a bit of a discrepancy between what we can make sense of as buyers, by and large, not to say there's not exceptions and what sellers are willing to accept, but that bridge seems to be closing. And that's why I'm positioning myself to get really active again very soon here in DFW. But a lot of deals in DFW, it's a deal by deal basis. They may not make sense for some of the very same reasons. And if that's the case, then I don't feel pressured to move forward on anything. I'm not going to do that and put what I've built over the last 12 years at risk, nor would I ever do that to investors. I'm putting my own money into these deals as well. So I'm going to find deals that make sense here in DFW, where certainly conservative underwriting is going to pencil them out. I don't have to have every deal in DFW look good and make sense. I just have to have the one to two that myself and my partners are going to choose to move forward on, having a story or being substantiated by data that makes sense to us, that we're going to be able to move forward, have a vision that we truly believe in and believe is realistic and achievable. And we've put pen to paper and it makes sense. And then we go ahead and we move forward and execute our plan. With that being said, we're being very realistic. The latest deal that I did, and I haven't been a lead partner, that was tying back to one of your questions. Over the last couple of years, I took kind of mainly a general consulting role in some of the partnerships that I did, and I let other people kind of be the lead people on the deal. But I've decided in 2024 to kind of resume a role that I played in my transactions from 2012, pretty much through 2021. And that was getting back to being on the front lines with the brokers and looking at potential projects. So I'm going to be much more of a frontline guy again here in Dallas. I would run into broker friends. I was in buyer brokerage for a couple of years when I first came into the business. Prominent mentoring organization offered me the opportunity to come on and work in buyer brokerage with them. So I took that. I already had a couple of syndication deals at that time, a 90 unit and a 116 unit deal in Irving, Texas. But I thought that it was going to be a great opportunity that was going to help me put my feet on more deals and look at more deals, but mainly get to know the movers and shakers here in the DFW broker industry. So did that for a couple of years and helped students in that mentoring program buy multifamily projects. And that was a great learning experience for me until it became more of a job and a time-consuming position than I was looking for, because I really wanted to put the focus on being a GP, as I'd done on two deals at that time. So I stepped away from that role at that time and moved back to being a full-time GP, which is what I've been doing since 2015 solely.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. If you're an investor like me, you're probably looking for one platform to manage the banking and finance needs of your entire portfolio. The good news is, there is one. It's called Baselane, and it's the number one banking platform built for independent real estate investors that reduces busy work so you can focus on growing your business. With Baselane, you can earn up to a 4.19% annual percentage yield and 5% cash back on debit card spending with no monthly fees. With a simplified view of your cash flow and expenses, you can retire those tedious spreadsheets. You can also manage unlimited virtual accounts and cards, and even open separate accounts for each property or unit. Join more than 40,000 real estate investors who trust Baselane for their banking, property management, and bookkeeping. Head over to baselane.com/Joe and sign up today for a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. That's baselane.com/Joe. Do you want to do bigger and better commercial real estate deals? Take your real estate capital raising efforts to new heights with syndicationattorneys.com. With more than 20 years of real estate and investing experience, syndicationattorneys.com goes beyond just creating legal documents. They educate you on ethical and legal capital raising strategies. Plus, they offer a host of free resources, including their best-selling capital raising books, numerous articles, and their popular podcast, Raise Private Money Legally. At syndicationattorneys.com, they do more so you can do more, more deals, bigger deals, and better deals. So if you want attorneys with premier experience helping syndicators and fund managers raise capital, go to syndicationattorneys.com today to schedule an appointment and unlock your maximum capital raising potential today at syndicationattorneys.com. This offer is not available to Florida residents.
With the deals that you are interested in currently, the basis being significantly lower, seller selling out of some distress, 30% down from the peak experienced back in 2021. Are these deals that are going to see positive cash flow in year one or year two, or are you buying purely for where you expect them to be in years 5 and 7, and you're expecting a pretty bumpy road until you get there?
When you say cash flow, you mean distributing to investors, or you just mean positive cash flow?
If you could answer both, that would be great. Global cash flow is a very different thing from distributions to investors. The distributions to investors depend a lot on the deal structure and less on the performance of the property.
Yeah, well, the current deal that I just closed with some partners that I've taken a consulting role on, it was 195 unit, 2-property portfolio here in Bedford and Euless, which is in the DFW mid-cities between Dallas, Fort Worth. On that particular project, we're projecting positive cash flow, but we've also told our investors not to expect any distributions until year two. The deal still has a strong return number over a 5-year average at about 5.7%, but this is a big, heavy value add play, and we're not expecting any distributions to go out to investors. So that's that particular deal, but whatever works for a particular deal, it's going to be all about the success of the totality of the deal. I'm very transparent when I have a project in terms of communicating all of this to investors, and if it fits their model, great. And if it doesn't fit their model, if they're looking for a deal that produces yield out of the gate, then a project like the one I just explained to you is not going to be something that's going to be up their alley. But this is a deal that on a 5-year total return projection, we feel that we've been pretty conservative. And I think we have an opportunity to potentially greatly over deliver. And we outlined all of that to our investors, how that might happen. But our conservative numbers still produced over 100% total return over a 5-year period. And obviously, always our goal for deals to cash flow at their projections. With that being said, as we've certainly seen over the last few years, we never know what could come along. There's things obviously that happened over the last few years that none of us would have seen coming before. So I think the key is just to be thoughtfully responsive as a deal sponsor. You control what it is that you can control to the best of your ability. And then when there's things that happen that are outside of your control, environmental, I think the key is, as a partnership, just to be very thoughtfully responsive to those things and then make the best choices that you can at that time with the information that you have at hand. And for me, if somebody's coming into a deal, I've had pretty strong cash flow performance over the years. People can go see that at the Aaron Katz ApartmentInvesting.com website on some of the featured properties on there. But I still always tell people, look, if you're looking to invest for cash flow that you have any plans of living off of, I probably don't recommend this being a vehicle for you if you need that cash flow to live off of. And my main concern is always the totality of these projects as a whole, that they're going to be able to hit or exceed that total return that we put out to investors. And obviously, we'll do everything we can to hit our projected cash flow during our ownership period as best we can in the way that I've just described.
Aaron, we're coming towards the end of our time for this interview. You're planning to attend the Best Ever Conference this year for the first time. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. In fact, Slocum, I had spoken with people on the Best Ever team back in 21 or 22 about coming on this podcast. And for whatever reason, it didn't happen. So in 2024, one thing I'm really trying to do is get on more stages, whether it's a physical stage or virtual stages like podcasts can be great. And I've heard a lot of great things about the Best Ever conference. Some people have told me it's, quote unquote, literally the best ever multifamily conference that they've ever been to.
Yeah, it'll be good to meet you there in person. The projection is around 1,000 attendees. So I'm sure we'll be able to pick each other out of that crowd over the course of a few days. But yeah, it'll be nice to meet you. One of the things I really like about the conference is I tend to keep my head down and focus on my own business. And my own business is exclusively in the Cincinnati metro area. So as things have changed, as the mood of the conference has changed, as our position in the market cycle has changed, it's been really interesting to hear how operators in different markets are handling those changes differently based on what's happening in their backyards. Last year, all of my Midwestern operator buddies just weren't sensing the fear or feeling the concern that a lot of investors in other parts of the country were, because our cap rates were high enough that we were covering our debt with cash flows. We weren't having those kinds of issues. Midwesterners tend to be boring and not go for things like bridge debt anyways, but also with cap rates as high as ours, bridge debt wasn't necessary in order to have positive cash flows. So it's an interesting opportunity to hear more about markets that aren't mine, like Dallas. Very interesting things happening, I know, in Arizona. I can say that because I get to sit on the sidelines. And if there's carnage somewhere, I'm just a spectator being in Cincinnati. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to meeting you there as well. Aaron, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
What is the best ever book you recently
read? Okay. Well, I'm rereading right now. I love the New Thought era books from the early 20th century. Some of the classics, probably the most well-known, might be Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, but a shorter one that I think really takes those ideas but brings them down into a smaller amount of pages would be Wallace D. Waddell's The Science of Getting Rich.
What is your best ever way to give back?
Well, I've done a free meetup event, Slocum, here in Dallas, Fort Worth. It's just the Aaron Katz Apartment Investing Meetup. And I've been hosting meetup events here since 2015. Grown the Aaron Katz Apartment Investing Meetup here to be one of DFW's biggest and best apartment investing meetup. We bring in great special guests. We provide free lunch for all attendees and just create a terrific space for amazing networking with a lot of people. They're usually extremely well-attended events. And maybe best of all, they're completely free to attendees. It's just a space for people to come together. I tend to do about 5 to 6 of these a year. And I think it's a great space I've created where I give back to an industry that's been very good to me and to my family and to my investors that trust me as a steward of their hard-earned money going back to 2011. So that's a way that I give back in the apartment investing space.
Aaron, on deals that you've done, let's focus on your GP positions, properties that you have acquired. What is the biggest mistake you've made and the best ever lesson that resulted from it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I purchased a deal in 2016. It was here in East Fort Worth, just west of the Arlington, Texas city limits, right where East Fort Worth meets Arlington, where the Cowboys play and all that good stuff over there in Arlington. And we were sold that this area was going to be gentrifying. We were going to be able to bring in a higher class of resident. I knew a lot of owners that came in. We all put money into these properties because we were expecting this gentrification to take place. And it really didn't. And it just ended up being a property that was a slog and a struggle for a 3-year period. And I was hearing from a lot of other people that I knew that also bought properties in that particular submarket that they were just continuing to run into the same struggles, just turning over the same class of resident. We could never bring in that higher class of resident. And I was able to eventually exit that deal. And it was my least successful full cycle deal, but we still were able to get about a 25% return or about an 8% average annualized return over that 3-year period to my investors in that deal. Nobody lost any money. I think my lesson is don't base gentrification being a requirement or turning a property over or a submarket turning over and becoming something it currently isn't for the deal to be successful. If the deal makes sense and that's something that can maybe happen, that's going to be gravy on top, but the deal still makes sense with the tenant base as it is, and just maybe seeing what's already taking place in that existing submarket. I like to look at multifamily more as a science. I don't want to be the first on the block to come in and prove anything out. I want to see that other comparable properties are already achieving something, and that if I come in and do what they've done, then I'm going to also be able to achieve what they achieve. But there's a scientific barometer for that. rather than just thinking, okay, this area, this submarket's going to gentrify or it's going to get better, but we're not currently seeing evidence of that. So I'll never buy a property like that again. So that's one lesson that jumps out that I was able to learn, that's able to exit. Nobody got hurt, but it was 3 years of a slog and a struggle working with the management company to even get to the point where we could return that 25% after total return to my investors in that project.
That's a great story for sharing, though, and a valuable lesson. On that note, Aaron, what is your best ever advice?
Wow, that's pretty powerful. I don't know that I was necessarily ready for that particular question. Be a student, I think, in everything in life. Always be teachable, always be willing to learn. I'm coming to the best ever conference. I'm looking forward to hearing a great lineup of speakers. And even though I have been in this industry for 12 years, Slocum, I may be one of the more experienced in terms of duration of time sponsors in the room, but I'm not just going to be out talking to other GPs or investors in the hallway. I'm going to be sitting there learning from some of the great speakers that Joe and his team are bringing in, because I know that there's going to be information there that's going to help me. So always be a student. I'm a student in every area of life. I'm always looking to grow in terms of health, in terms of relationships, in terms of making changes to my lifestyle so that I can be at my peak as a human being, which obviously is going to inform my professional area of my life as a deal sponsor of apartment investing projects. So just really always be looking to grow and always be looking to learn. I'm a voracious reader. I love talking to people. What we're doing here is some of my favorite stuff, just exchanging ideas. And I just encourage people to do that and to never really come into this business from a place of ego. I see a lot of that in this industry. There's a lot of ego in the apartment investing syndication business, and that's never really been what I'm about, and it's not now. So just always, I think, stay humble. And obviously, if you don't stay humble, then like some of the challenges we've had over the last couple of years, if people weren't humble, then I think a lot of people have been humbled. So it's my goal to never get to a position where I need to be humbled. I think that I do that.
Last question, where can people get in touch with you?
First of all, at the Best Ever Conference, I'd love for people just to approach me that see this. I'm building a great boots on the ground team here to take down the right deals in the DFW market. So if anybody is interested in discussing a potential GP position with somebody that's boots on the ground with a lot of experience here in the DFW market that feels that they can bring something of great value on the GP side to myself and to my partners that I'm going to be looking to take down deals with here again in this market, in this environment, then definitely approach and speak to me. Obviously, always looking to meet potential passive investors. So if anybody's interested in just meeting and approaching me in that way, really anybody, just approach me at the Best Ever Conference, and I look forward to meeting a lot of people. But online right now, the place they can find me is AaronKatzApartmentInvesting.com. It's a new website that I launched late last year. I think I built it out to be pretty robust. I've mentioned some of the things that are there. Lots of different tabs that people can jump around on and get some great information. They can also join my investor community, where I'll personally follow up with them after and get to know them a little bit, and then hopefully be able to offer them potential investing opportunities with me as we take advantage of some of this opportunity that's here and coming in 2024.
And that link, again, is in the show notes. Aaron, thank you. Best ever listeners, thank you as well for tuning in. If you've gained value from this episode, please do subscribe to our show. Leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend you know we can add value to through our conversation today. Thank you, and have a best ever day.
Thank you, Slocum. Appreciate the opportunity to come on.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.